Tia taking one dribble, getting herself a better angle on this shot. Off of the back of the iron on that 3-point attempt. Jalen with the rebound. Trying to set up their offense here as the Eagles get back into a 1-3-1. Sierra trying to drive baseline and put up a shot. Ends up in Misty's hands. Misty trying to get over to Morgan. Tia tips that one out of bounds. Still a score of 0-2.
Morgan Gunderson.
Doing the announcing for this game. Sierra trying to put in one of those floaters that we saw a lot last night. That one doesn't fall. Right hand from the left side is tough to make that one fall. Eagles taking the ball the other way on it. Right hand. On a quick drive. Kicks it up to Misty on the wing. Misty goes on. Kicks it back out to Maria. Maria over to Morgan. Great ball move by the Eagles. Morgan driving around. Getting inside. Chasing that one. Tia with the rebound. Tia looking for Mary May ahead, but ends up throwing it way out of bounds. Even if that one would have stayed in, I think Charlotte would have chased it down. Score of 0-4. Eagles with the lead. 6 minutes left to play in the first quarter.
Ariana Wilson. Foul on number one, Jalen Brandle. At the line, shooting two free throws. Charlotte Marcus. Three shots. Thank you. Brandle.
out to Sierra in the corner. So they're back to Mayman, trying to reverse this ball. Trying to work the inside.
Foul on number 40, Tia Lewis, at the line for three free throws, Morgan Gunderson. Into the game for Sandpoint, number 4, Precious Kamananga. Foul on number 50, Katie Yachmanev. At the line for two shots, number 20, Ariana Wilson. Coming into the game for King Cove, number 20, Rivera Wilson. Checking into the game for Sandpoint, number 25, Malia Overcash. Misty Marine. Foul number 5, Morgan Gunderson. At the line for King Cove, shooting 2, Rivera Wilson. First quarter, Sandpoint 12, King Cove 5. Marcus. Kachmanov. Charlotte Marcus for three. Offensive foul on number 15, Sierra Rosilli. Sorry. I'm trying. Timeout, King Cove.
Paul, the clock's still going.
Checking into the game for King Cove, number 14, Jada Bear. Jalen Brandle. Foul on number 20, Ariana Wilson. Jada Bear.
I don't think I'll ever get used to all this new technology we have and having to be connected to this, connected to that. Jalen ahead to Jada. Jada kicks it back to Jalen as she steps across half. Mary Mae taking it on the dribble drive. Katie trying to get the put back, but is rejected by Misty Marine. .104 left to play, score of 20-24. Eagles ahead by 4 here. Jalen driving into the lane, putting up that same floater, goes off the side of the backboard. Doesn't look like she was totally lined up for that one. Ends up in Eagle hands and headed the other way. 24-20 our score right now. Anna trying from three-point land off the iron. Almost had a jump ball situation there. Way to go, Malia, for fighting for that rebound. Jada was kind of the solo rookie in there, trying to fight for that rebound. Good job, Jada Bear, for being in there. Eagles passing the ball around. Morgan tries for a mid-range two, unsuccessful. Tries to pass it over to Malia, but that pass gets knocked right back to Morgan. Rookies end up knocking this ball out of bounds. 15.3 left to play in this half of this consolation game. 24-20 the score. Morgan Gunderson trying for three off the iron. Eagles almost with the rebound, but rookies end up with it. Jalen bringing it down, kicking it ahead to Sierra. Sierra on a fast break, got a two-on-one, finds Jada Bear on the opposite block. Jada with the shot fade, getting Misty to run by, but is unsuccessful. The clock will run out. We have a score of 24-20. I do apologize for those audio issues we were having. We will hopefully stay with this better audio as we go into the second half. One last time, a score of 20-24 as we get into halftime. The Lady Eagles with the lead in this consolation game. Teams are headed to the locker room, and we will see you after halftime.
All right. Wow. So amazing. I kept getting notes from Katie. How does this sound? How does this sound? I think they finally got it. So the second half is going to be much better. My apologies, you know. I wish I could say we're total professionals. But let me throw in a little bit of music. How about a big thank you once again? Thank you to everybody that helps out. How about the King Cove Corp?
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
The Cold Bay Library reminds us that literacy is key to a child's development. So please, parents and grandparents, read to your kids and discuss the books with them. By doing so, you are providing the building blocks towards academic success in the future. And the Cold Bay Library is happy to assist you in these goals in any way they can. So please contact the library at 532-2878. That's 532-2878. That's Cold Bay Library, proud to serve our community.
I'm supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence. bow in the sun beating down on me. It's hard to make it make sense. Half of me wants a cold beer. Yeah, that's a cold hard truth. And when the refrigerator stops full of them, tell me what they boil to do. I ain't even trying to fight. It's already been decided. The sky and the mountains are blue. Yeah, I kinda need to wash my truck
Okay, we are getting close to wrapping up this halftime. We're going to go back to your King Cove tournament. We got the Sandpoint Eagles versus the King Cove Rookies. Sandpoint is up by only 4 points, 24-20. The Rookies could come back and take this. They are on their home court. Please stay tuned. If you did not catch the boys, Port Allsworth, 50. King Cove T-Jacks, 87. There was even a mercy roll called. In the morning, earlier than that, Sandpoint Gentlemen Eagles, 59. New Hanlon Malamute, 68 on top. We're going to see whether that live audio, this is all being live streamed on the Facebook. And yes, I'm that old. I do call it the Facebook, which was its original name. I looked that up. We're going to say, how about this one? Dr. John, Tipitina until we get to more basketball.
On screens too. Eagles moving the ball around. Looks like the rookies are matched up in a man. Good B cut by Morgan to get open there, finding Misty inside, almost letting her go one-on-one with Katie Etchenef working underneath. Great hustle by Misty, trying to chase that one down out of bounds. 7:17 left to play in the third quarter. Score of 24-20 still. In that second quarter, the rookies did actually outscore the Eagles. A comparison of 15-12, but with that first quarter deficit, not able to totally recover, but are right on their tails with a four-point game here. Jalen kicking it over to Mary May, right back up to Jalen. Again, the rookie's well beyond the three-point line. It's tough to run an offense from way out there. Jalen trying to get closer. Mary May dribble driving in, trying to throw up a shot there. Jada Bear ending up with the rebound, working hard for that one. Jalen trying to throw up a floater that Misty Marine, man, again, just rejects. Hits it right out of her hand, ends up in Eagle hands. On a driving in and dropping in a little layup there. Giving herself 12 points in this game so far. Sierra trying to do the same on the other end. Getchenef with the rebound, trying to put it back up. Katie over to Jada. Katie picking up her third. Looks like she used more of her arms as she was boxing out. You can turn and get your butt into somebody and move them out, but when you get those arms involved, that's when it becomes a foul, and I think that's what she did on that one. Score of 26-20 for the Eagles here. Gunderson bringing it down, kicks it over to Marcus. Marcus finds Marine on the block. Misty trying to go up, getting her own rebound, goes up again. Sierra trying to draw a charge there as she was playing some good defense on Misty. Misty getting position in there. She better get out of the lane, though. She's been in there for a while. Malia with a try from three-point land. Mary May with the rebound and headed the other way. Mary May acting like a point guard right now. Mary May over to Sierra. Sierra finding Katie inside. Back out to what was supposed to be Sierra, but Mary May was trying to cut and get in position. Ends up knocking that one around. Has to tip it back in, but goes into Charlotte's hands. Charlotte over to Ariana to bring it across half. Ariana finding Overcash on the wing. Malia trying to get a better angle there. Anna for three. Does not fall. Yetchenef with the rebound. Good effort by Katie, but Misty knocks this one out of Katie's hands and puts it in for two. Rookies moving the ball ahead. Sierra for three. And she knocks it down. Sierra is a shooter. It's good to see the ball in her hands. Her was 6 points in this game. Score is 28 23. Eagles still in the lead here. 5-point lead there. Charlotte trying to drive in. Almost does that same move we've seen from her a lot of times. It is very effective. Drags her foot just a little bit and picks up a travel. In case you did not hear, Summer Walls checking in for the Eagles. Looks like giving Misty a quick break. Misty looking a little bit frustrated about something as she's coming out, but good for Coach Schaefer talking to her and settling her back down, getting her refocused. Tia Lewis also checked in for the rookies. Tia Lewis trying to get a shot there. Rookies still setting a lot of screens. Just barely getting there in time. Got to be really careful with that. I don't want to get a moving screen call. This one ends up out of bounds, so it'll be Eagles ball headed the other way. Score is 28-23. Morgan Gunnarsson for three. Off the front of the iron into Charlotte's hands. Man, Charlotte just happened to be right in the right spot. Almost could have had a jump ball situation there. Charlotte ended up moving her feet and getting a travel call. Jalen bringing the ball down for the rookies. Getting it across half, driving into the lane. Not sure if that was going to be a pass or a shot. Jalen throwing this ball away. Morgan Gunnarsson tipping it over to a teammate, stopping Jalen from whatever she's attempting to do. Anna trying to go off a screen from Morgan, unable to go where she wants to. So Jalen takes it the other way. Jalen trying to put up a very long two. Her feet were on the three-point line. Airballs it. Grossilli with the rebound. Grossilli misses her shot. Tia puts up a shot, and Tia is able to knock it down. Tia getting her first 2 points of the game. We have a score of... it says 28-25. But the rookies did just score, so it should be 28-27. We'll see if that changes the score, see if the book gets Paul ironed out down there. We've got a timeout call here. Got Revere Wilson checking in for the rookies. Billboard still saying 28-25.
Oh, it's 27-23. Okay.
That is right, because it was a 5-point game and now it's a 3-point game. So the book keeping us straight there. It is a 3-point game, 28-25. Lady Eagles still with the lead. 3.5 left to play in the third quarter. Marcus bringing the ball down, kicking it over to Gunderson. Gunderson dribbling around, getting a better angle, finding Misty. Misty, Tia overplayed that one. So Misty back cutter. Misty trying to use a little post dribble and kick it out, but ends up traveling as she falls down and tries to pass that one off. Didn't get the pass off in time. Rookie basketball in the backcourt. Jalen trying to bring it down, skips it ahead to Tia to get it across the half. Tia going one-on-one with Summer Walls. Has to kick it back out to Mary Mae Brendel. Great help defense by those Lady Eagles to make her do so.
Rookie's passing it around, trying to find an open man. Sierra in the short corner. Might have had an open look there, but ends up passing off to Mary Mae. Sierra from the corner for three. Off the iron. Missy with the rebound. Looks like Rivera punched that one out of Misty's hands, so it will be Eagle basketball. Bringing it down the floor is Charlotte Marcus. The score is 28-25. 2:40 left to play in the third quarter.
Charlotte finding Malia wide open inside. Malia goes one-on-one with Tia Lewis. Tia looks like she reached in.
Picking up her second foul there. Scoreboard saying she has three. Not reporting the fouls to Coach Brandel, so it must only be two.
Eagles take the ball out underneath their own basket. Into Overcast, over to Gunderson. Back to Charlotte Marcus in the corner, who shoots for three. But it looks like maybe Misty
stayed in the lane for a little bit too long. So we got a 3-second violation. Kinko ball headed the other way. Jalen kicks it ahead to Sierra. Sierra gets it across the half for him. Back to Jalen as she steps across half.
Rookies still trying to run their offense from way beyond the three-point line. Inside to Lewis, down to Bear. Sierra trying from the short corner. Unsuccessful. Misty with the rebound. Surrounded by rookies, but is able to keep control of that ball. Over to Morgan Gunderson, who brings it across half. Morgan kicking it to Precious in the short corner. Precious open, tries a shot. Unsuccessful. Tia Lewis with the rebound. Misty trying to knock that ball away, but got Tia's arm instead. Misty picking up her first foul. Katie checking back in. Tia looking for three. That one almost bounces real high and falls in, but ends up in Charlotte Marcus's hands. Anna able to almost walk this one in. She went around her defender. There was no help. Defense is unable to finish on that layup. So the rookies will get the rebound and head the other way. Jalen trying to go off an almost screen from Yetchmanev. Finding Yetchmanev inside, has to kick it back out to Rosilli. Mary Mae over to Jalen at the top. Jalen trying to go off the screen again here from Katie. Dribbling along the baseline, looking for Tia, but Morgan's long arms pick off that pass. We have a 2-on-1 for the Eagles, headed the other way. On a little too hard on that pass. Charlotte almost losing control of it. Eagles are able to keep control of the ball. Charlotte working on the baseline, trying to pass it over to Misty, but this pass getting knocked out of bounds by Katie Yetchmanev, so it will be Eagle ball underneath their own basket. Eagles setting up in a stack formation here. Very tight stack, now letting the defense in between them. Great setup there. Up to Precious, beyond the arc, off the iron, and goes out of bounds. Under a minute left to play. Still a score of 28-25, a very low-scoring quarter for these two teams. Jalen takes a couple dribbles and picks up her dribble in the backcourt. That 10-second count is on as Mary Mae just steps across half. Mary Mae going off a screen from Katie Yetchmanev over to Sierra. Rosilli. Sierra tries for three off the front of the iron, eight, right into Anna Wilson's hands. Ooh, Anna actually kind of traveled there. But got the ball on the floor just in time. 40 seconds left to play. 28-25. Eagles with the lead. Charlotte for three. Tries to bank that one. It is unsuccessful. Katie with a great rebound over to Sierra. Got more blue jerseys down the floor than white, so rookies will slow it down here, give themselves a chance to get set up. Finding Katie inside, going one-on-one with Misty. Misty knocking that shot away. Tia with the rebound. Tries to put it back. Misty with the rebound on that one. Morgan trying to get it ahead to Anna. Actually bounces it off the back of Anna. But Anna's able to turn around and grab that ball really fast. 5 seconds left to play. Precious on the block, going to work, trying to throw up a shot. Katie with the rebound. This one gets knocked around. Going into the rookies again did outscore the Eagles in that one, but go into this final quarter down by three. Only 9 total points scored in that quarter, a very low scoring quarter. I don't know if that's attributed to great defense or these girls getting tired as they've played so many games. We'll see how this turns out going into the final quarter. See if we have a close match all the way to the end or if one team runs away with it here. It will be Eagle basketball at the start of the final quarter. Rookies getting a reminder from the crowd to dig deep, play strong, finish hard here. Over Cash will inbound the ball. Malia into Anna. Girls with smiles on their face, ready to play hard this final quarter. Anna over to Precious on the wing. Precious trying to pass it back out. Gets tipped away. Chases down her own missed pass there. Gets it down to Morgan Gunderson on the block. Morgan with a great post move. Backs down her defender and puts that one in, making the score 30-25. Eagles still in the lead. Eagles keeping that pressure on the rookies. Rookie's passing around, finding Katie Etchman up down low. Tries to do a post move of her own. Unsuccessful on that shot. Eagles end up with a rebound, headed the other way. Anna Wilson was looking at more white jerseys than blue jerseys, so she slowed it down, let her team catch up. Anna trying that give and go, but we got Morgan Gunderson inside again, going to work. Has to kick it back out to Precious. Precious trying for three, off the back of the iron, into Mary Mae Brandel's hands. Mary Mae taking it down for the Eagles, walking it down. Pass it off to Jalen. Jalen ahead to Sierra. Sierra tries to take Precious on the dribble drive. Sierra putting up another right-handed layup on the left side, off the inside of the iron, and bounces into Eagle hands. Score is 30-25. Eagles ahead by five. 6:45 left to play in this game. Anna dribbles across half, picks up her dribble, gets it over to Precious, who looks for three. This one goes right out of bounds, so it will be Kinko ball. Headed down the floor, Eagles staying in a full court press here, giving them some pressure. We'll see how the rookies respond. Mary Mae into Jalen. Jalen skipping it over to Tia cross court. Tia will bring it across half court. We had a three-on-three situation. Tia was looking for Sierra down low, but Precious hustling behind her and picks off that pass. So the Eagles are headed the other way. Anna for three, off the iron, into Tia Lewis's hands. Tia headed the other way, looking for Sierra. So they got a one-on-one. Rosillian Wilson. Sierra pulls up, looks for a two, misses that one. Mary Mae finds that rebound with Missy and gets it. Mary Mae over to Jalen. Jalen to Sierra on the opposite wing. Sierra has to chase down that one. Great hustle by Sierra. Katie going to work inside. Katie finding Tia on the block. Tia putting in a shot and getting fouled. So she will get that bucket and head to the line. I believe Morgan Gunderson on the foul for that one. Charlotte Marcus coming in for Morgan, giving her a quick break. Correction, that was actually Malia on the foul. 2-5, not just 5. So Malia will pick up her first. Tia to the line to shoot her and one shot. That one goes out. Rebound by Misty. Misty headed the other way with the ball. Skidded across half. Getting slowed down by Katie there. Misty trying to pass it over to Anna. Jalen with the steal. And the layup for two. Jalen now with, according to my count, 13 points in this game. Great hustle by that senior there. Making it a one-point game. The score is 30-29. Eagles with a one-point lead here. Anna dribbling around all the way into the paint. Puts up a shot, unsuccessful. Misty with the rebound, fighting for it down there. Back out to Anna at the top. Anna setting up the offense for her team. Charlotte going in, trying to put up a shot. Another little underhand layup that I've seen quite a few times this weekend for multiple players. That one does not fall. Ends up in rookie's hand. Jalen bringing it across half over to Sierra. Sierra dribbling around trying to decide what to do. Kicks it back to Jalen. Jalen brings it to the top, getting her teammates set up. Back to Sierra on the left wing. Sierra back to Jalen at the top. Looks like rookies are trying to run an overload and open up that one side. Jalen going off a screen from Sierra, tries to kick it out to Tia. Tia looked like she thought Jalen was going to take this one all the way, so had her back turned. We have Mia checking in for the Eagles and a quick timeout called by – we have a full timeout called by Coach Sarah Schaefer. Just under 5 minutes left to play in this game. The score, again, is 30-29. Eagles with a one-point lead here. Foul count just 2-2 here. Compared to the last game, this is a game with a lot less fouls than we saw. No one really in foul trouble. Katie Etchmanek for the rookies has three, and Jalen has two, and so does Tia. Morgan, Ariana, Misty, and Malia all with one. So again, both teams trying to stay out of foul trouble here. 5:43 left. Sorry, 4:53 left to play in this game. Score is 30-29. Again, the Sandpoint Eagles with a slight lead. Eagles will take the ball out underneath rookie basket. Anna not being challenged at all in the backcourt, so she will dribble this one across half. Coach Brandel reminding Katie Etchmaneff that she should be the rebounding big dog on this court. Charlotte moving around some defense. trying to get that one in there. Yetchenev getting that rebound just like she was told. Great job, Katie. Katie is a force to be reckoned with in the paint. Rookies bring the ball across half. Jalen over to Mary May. Rookies reverse the ball to Sierra on the wing. Going to Katie inside. Katie backing down her defender and putting it in for two. Making the score 30-31. Rookies taking the lead on that basket by Yetchenev. Anna bringing the ball across half. 4 minutes left to play in this consolation game. Anna trying to pass it over Charlotte. Ends up going between Charlotte's legs. Thought Charlotte was going to get a double dribble there. Knocked it around a little bit. Anna for three off the iron. And in Yetchenev's hands again, getting that rebound. Katie trying to pass it off to Jalen.
Timeout.
Looks like Coach Brandel called a timeout before the turnover happened. Got 3:49 left to play in this game. A score of 31-30. Rookies with a 1-point lead now. Still a lot of game left to play here. A lot of time for the Eagles to take the lead back. As teams are headed back out, it will be rookie basketball in the backcourt. We'll see if they can get through this Sandpoint press and head the other way. Sandpoint has a 1-2-1-1 sort of zone press here. Jalen brings it across for the rookies. Getting some great pressure from Ariana Wilson there. I'm guessing that Gunderson is going to get called for a foul here. This one ends up just going out on Gunderson. Looked like it was going to be either a charge or a foul, but no call from Charles Mack underneath the basket there. So rookies will take it out underneath their own basket, giving it to Katie Yetchenev, who tries to back down Malia and get a bucket here. Ends up getting knocked out of bounds by blue jerseys. So rookies digging out underneath their own basket again. Mary May trying to get it into Sierra. Charlotte with an immediate steal. Anna to bring it across half. Rookie still with a 1-point lead here. Gunderson dribbling around, trying to find a hole to dribble through. Kicks it over to Kamananda on the wing. Back to Gunderson on the little give and go there. Eagles staying camped out in the lane again for a little bit too long. They were ready to make an offensive attack, but those little 3-second calls can really impact it. Rookies advancing the ball down the floor. Tia Lewis finds Sierra Silly crashing on the other side. Sierra is able to put it in for two, sending the rookies up by three. Sierra with 8 points in this game. Now going under the 3-minute mark. Anna trying to dribble around some defense there. That one getting tipped away. Overcash able to recover it. Overcash into Gunderson. Morgan puts up a shot, gets her own rebound. This one gets knocked away by Mary Mabel. When she knocked it away, she took a dribble and then tried to take off on the dribble again, so she gets called for a double dribble. This will stay Sandpoint ball underneath their own basket. We got Charlotte taking a quick break. Misty Marine checking back in for the Eagles. Anna did inbound, finds Gunderson on the wing. Gunderson trying to dribble around. Gunderson kicks it over to Malia. We have a jump ball situation. It will be rookie basketball headed the other way. Eagles keeping on this full court pressure. Jalen bringing it down, meeting this loose full court pressure, getting some pressure from Anna Wilson, making Jalen get a little creative with her dribble there, getting around all the way down to the baseline, kicking it back out to Mary May. Mary May unintentionally passing it back to Jalen. Rookies look like they're almost trying to kill the clock a little bit here. Still have 3 minutes left. 2 minutes left to play with a 3-point lead. That is, in fact, what they're doing, is trying to kill this clock. They're staying way up by half court. The crowd wanting something else to happen here. Looks like Anna maybe trying to draw a foul. Mary May could have got one right there, too. Rookies get down into their own territory finally, kicking it into Yetchenev in the high post. She has to kick it back out to the Brandels. Great effort by Misty to get that little tip away. Tia accidentally running into Precious there as they take off the other way.
I think Precious took a step that Tia didn't expect, so Tia will pick up her third foul, according to my count. Again, the... scoreboard says four. Let's see what the book has to say about it. Overcast bringing it across half. 1:40 left to play. Rookie still with a three-point lead. Precious trying to work down to the baseline. Kicking it back out to Anna Wilson. Anna trying to drive, but runs into her own teammates. Tia on a fast break here. Getting some great pressure from Kamenanga. A lot of rookies there to rebound. Kamenanga working all by herself. Finally getting some help from her teammates. Rookies with a lead, 1:20 left to play. Anna Wilson's team's hurt here, but Coach Schaefer cannot call a timeout to get her out of there because rookies have control of the ball right now. Jalen just dribbling around, filling this clock without any defense on it. There will be not a clock, count won't start. Great Eagle pressure getting a turnover here. And Morgan dribbling it off of her own foot and out of bounds. Charlotte checking in for Anna here. Anna taking a quick break. We'll see if she gets back into this one. 1:02 left to play. Rookies with a three-point lead. Taking the ball underneath their own basket. See if when they get it in, they try to kill the clock. Tia from the short corner. Coming up empty. Overcash and Rosilli fighting for that rebound. Looks like Sierra actually grabbed onto Malia's arm. So Sierra will pick up her first foul. 56.6 left to play. Malia had the ball to inbound it, and then Charlotte took off because Coach Schaefer called a timeout. I thought she was leaving her stranded. Again, score of 33-30. Rookies with the lead. 56.6 left to play. I'm sure Coach Schaefer will have a plan to get a three-point look here. My guess would be for Charlotte Marcus. Even though the three-point champ, Anna Wilson, is on that team. Looks like she's on the bench taking a quick break. After getting frustrated by a play they tried on offense the last time. Can hear Coach Schaefer talking about a couple screens as she's drawing up a play for her girls. Coach Braden Brown will do the same thing, drawing up a play. Ricky's looking very engaged in that huddle. I'm sure they're excited about this lead on their home court. We'll be coming out as the third place team in the Alley-Oop. Thank you again to Peter Pan Seafoods for sponsoring this tournament. We look forward to working with you guys each year. We will see how this last 56 seconds of the tournament goes. It will be Eagle basketball underneath the rookies' basket. So they got to come all the way down the floor. To Overcast, we have almost a look from Charlotte trying to get her fancy footwork going again. We're going to have another jump ball. This will be Eagle basketball on the sideline, down on their offensive end, so that's great news for them. 39.9 left to play. Rookies with a three-point lead. Overcast to inbound finds Marcus. Charlotte bringing it down. Almost with a carry on that dribble there. Keeps her hand on top of the ball. There's that carry. If she wouldn't have carried it, she would have picked up 2 points there, making it a one-point game. 33 seconds left to play. Eagles with some fouls to burn here. Trying to pressure Jalen in the backcourt. Looks like Charlotte's trying to draw a foul here, but none of, there it is. Charlotte picking up her first foul of the game. Only the fourth team foul, so that'll just kill the clock at 25.1 seconds. Mary May into Jalen. Jalen definitely traveled, but she caught the ball there, but got away with it. I'm sure the Eagles will foul again here soon. 14 seconds left. Rookies absolutely trying to kill the clock. 9 seconds left to go. Eagles are starting to run to another jump ball. It will stay rookie basketball
on their own end. 5 seconds left to play.
5 seconds left to go. I would be telling my girls to face guard, face guard, face guard. Don't let them inbound the ball. Make them turn it over. 3 seconds. Sierra dribbling around to kill the clock here. End of the game. Not sure what the game plan was there. We'll see how the Eagles walk away from this one. Rookies picking up their first win of the season. Final score of 30-33.
The Eagles only scoring 2 points in that final quarter, while the Rookies scored eight, another low-scoring quarter, but Rookies finally able to come back from that deficit in the first quarter. Way to finish strong, Rookies. This is a long tournament. Looks like getting the ball into Rosilli's hands is working out well for them. According to my count, we have Jalen with 13, Sierra with 8. Great leaders out there on the floor. Anna Wilson with 12, Charlotte with 8, which I believe is a unusually low score for Charlotte there. Great job to everybody. Thank you again for tuning in for the Aleut Aleup, and we will see you guys next year.